This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Looking at the list of companies trying to issue stock publicly for the first time, let's see, there's a data firm from Australia. Oh, what's this? The Winklevoss twins, made famous in the Facebook movie, are pushing for an initial public offering in a company that'll deal in Bitcoin. Had to assign Marketplace's Scott Tong to that one, who's here live. Morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, David.
So remind us what Bitcoins are and why in the world anyone would want to do an IPO.
Well, just think about alternative currency. It's something you can use to trade to get something back. You can use a dollar. You can use a euro. In my house, you can use a Bryce Harper baseball card. Or you can use a digital thing that you can store on a USB drive. So for nerds right now, you can buy illegal drugs online with Bitcoins or a beer at one bar in New York. But Columbia Business Professor Brett Gordon says for Bitcoin fans, the point is to make this eventually a widespread currency.
So the idea that I could go to a Starbucks, for example, and buy my morning coffee with Bitcoins, or that I could go to the grocery store and buy, you know, bread and milk with Bitcoins, or Apple iTunes and buy some music with Bitcoins.
So, David, step one toward that future is to make Bitcoin something regular people can invest in.
All right, briefly, Scott, so now the SEC has to decide to allow this IPO. Some downsides?
Well, there are 18 pages of potential downsides, actually, in the SEC filing. It could be used illegally by crooks, since there's not as much government oversight. People running this investment vehicle may not know what they're doing. There are speculators who could mess with the price and make it really volatile. And then, of course, there's hacking. So what if the digital bad guys get into the digital Fort Knox and take all the Bitcoins? So, you know, swim at your own risk.
Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you very much.
You're welcome.